Thank you, Taylor. That was awesome. Let us turn to our scripture this morning. It's taken from the book of Hebrews. Now, for those who may not know, where is the book of Hebrews, in the Old or the New Testament? New Testament, yes. As a matter of fact, it's towards the back. It's right after the book of Philemon, which is right after 2 Timothy. Turn just about to the back of your Bible, and you will find the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10. I believe we start on verse 23. Isn't that correct? Hebrews 10, verse 23. Yes. Once you find that, if you're able, would you please stand with me? Let's raise those Bibles high above our heads this morning, and let's say our Bible pledge. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we turn to Hebrews chapter 10 and begin at verse 23. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Come on down, youth. As I said earlier, you are in for a treat today for the wonderful mission trip that the youth had. And they're just going to tell you a little bit about it and show us the PowerPoint presentation.
Good morning. We really did take 27 youth, I promise. They're just not all here. No, we've got some at camps, some are on vacation, some are with families elsewhere. And so as we were trying to choose a date that we could do this, there was not a date that everybody could be here. So we just decided to go for it, and those that could be here are here. So we're thankful for you all. Some of these youth were at first service, too, so I appreciate them. I was so, I have to be honest, I was not really excited about this trip when it first started. We get a little schedule of all the events and where they're going to be, all the work trips for the summer. And there were some really awesome places, but my calendar wouldn't fit with that. And so the only week that would work was Oklahoma. And I thought, Oklahoma? What's in Oklahoma? We know, Eric and I have lived in Oklahoma. There's really not a whole lot in Oklahoma. And I thought, what youth are going to sign up to go to Oklahoma? There's not even a beach or anything. But we had 27 sign up. So there was something in Oklahoma that drew us there. And what we found were people who needed our help. And God has everything worked out just the way it's supposed to work out. And we were able to do a lot of hard work and meet some really awesome people and change lives. And our lives were changed in the process. So it ended up being a really awesome trip. Because we had so many youth, we knew that we would have to split up into groups. And I thought we would be in three groups. That way we would have, you know, 8 or 9 youth at each site. Well, we got there, and Beverly Bomer, the lady who's in charge of the conference youth, she said, well, we've got a really big job. And since you've got a really big group, do you think we could take like 2/3 of your group and send them over there? And I said, sure, you know, we'll go wherever. It's great. So a third of our group went to a house to work, and 2/3 of the group went to a church to work. And I'm going to have Paul come and talk a little bit. He went to the small group. We weren't on the same team, which is probably wise. And for those of you that don't know, Paul's my son. So we split up. And Dennis Mizell and Mandy Wesley and Sarah Wynn were the adults that went to the small work site with 10 of our youth, and Paul is going to talk a little bit about what they did there.